An international relations and security expert, Erbad Ibrahim, says the Burkinabe military should be involved in the transition process to restore that country on the democratic path. He said the military has shown that it is a responsible entity, basing his argument on the manner in which they handled the protest and other situations. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ibrahim said the army is the only organized institution in that country which must be allowed to be an integral part of the dialogue.
At this delicate moment of diplomatic effort in trying to reach a reasonable solution and also ensure rapprochement between the various factions of the country, the last thing the current Burkinabe crisis would anticipate is the discordant tunes that are being sounded by both ECOWAS and the African Union. I thought the AU and ECOWAS would be on the same page. I think the two-week ultimatum that was given by the AU was a bit premature. It seems not to be in sync with the painstaking diplomatic efforts the leaders of ECOWAS want to pursue. ECOWAS wants to give time because I keep saying this is one of the most responsible armies the African continent has ever seen. For tens of thousands of young men to go on a vandalism spree, destroying everything on their path. For such marauding young people to burn down the whole House of Legislature and still the casualty figures are still reasonable means that the army exercised a lot of restraint. In other jurisdictions, for you to even come close to Parliament House, tens or even hundreds of young men would have been gunned down. So the same army that exuded such great levels of responsibility at the height of the crisis, I believe we can repose in our confidence in them that they can lead the transition by being an integral part of the transition rather than taking over the sacrifices of young people that front the streets to speak against the status quo. Young people who were part of the general masses, students, teachers, plumbers, cobblers, middle-class people that were fed up with the incompetence and monotony of one regime and sorted change. That sacrifice should not be hijacked. But that notwithstanding, it's a bit ludicrous to think that there is any organized institution in the country that can keep the country together at such a critical moment. The only organized institution is the army. So the army should be made an integral part of the transition. The political parties, they are weak. They don't have the structures. Civil society organizations cannot piece together a country. There would have been a lot of plunder and pillage on the streets of Ouagadougou, but for the intervention of the army. So let's trust them. I think ECOWAS and the AU should give them some time.